Вы услышите разговор полицейского со свидетелем преступления. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста.
1. True.
Какие не соответствуют?
2. False.
И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа.
3. Not stated.
Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Cook, just start at the beginning and tell me what you saw.
Right. Well, I just turned the TV off. I'd been watching my favourite game show and that starts at 4 o'clock. And it had just finished, so I was getting up to make myself a cup of tea.
So you were in the living room?
That's right. I was just by the window. Suddenly, I heard a crash and looked up and I realised there was a young man breaking into a car across the street.
Did you call the police immediately?
Well, no. The first thing I did was pick up my mobile phone and take a photograph. I thought it might be useful evidence later. Then I picked up the other phone and dialed 999.
Did you go outside at all?
Oh dear me, no. What was I going to do? Try to stop him from escaping? No, I knew that the best thing was to watch carefully and try to remember every detail of what was happening.
So describe the young man to me.
I would say he was mid-20s, about 1.80 meters. He reminded me a lot of one of my neighbours, Simon, except that he was a little bit thinner.
So, mid-20s, quite tall, thin. Anything else?
Yes, he was wearing a black top and jeans. He had a football scarf around his neck and he had pulled it up over his face. So I didn't see that very clearly. I think he had thick black hair, but most of it was hidden under a baseball cap, so I can't be sure.
And then he ran off, did he?
That's right. He was there for about 5 minutes. He took the stereo out of the car and a leather briefcase.
And what time did the police officers turn up?
I waited another 10 minutes and then I saw them at the end of the street. It must have been about 15 minutes after I heard the crash.
Right. Well, you've been very helpful, Mrs. Cook. We've got your details, so if we want to speak to you again, we'll be in touch.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Cook, just start at the beginning and tell me what you saw.
Right. Well, I just turned the TV off. I'd been watching my favourite game show and that starts at 4 o'clock. And it had just finished, so I was getting up to make myself a cup of tea.
So you were in the living room?
That's right. I was just by the window. Suddenly, I heard a crash and looked up and I realised there was a young man breaking into a car across the street.
Did you call the police immediately?
Well, no. The first thing I did was pick up my mobile phone and take a photograph. I thought it might be useful evidence later. Then I picked up the other phone and dialed 999.
Did you go outside at all?
Oh, dear me, no. What was I going to do? Try to stop him from escaping? No, I knew that the best thing was to watch carefully and try to remember every detail of what was happening.
So describe the young man to me.
I would say he was mid-20s, about 1.80 metres. He reminded me a lot of one of my neighbours, Simon, except that he was a little bit thinner.
So, mid-20s, quite tall, thin. Anything else?
Yes, he was wearing a black top and jeans. He had a football scarf around his neck and he had pulled it up over his face. So I didn't see that very clearly. I think he had thick black hair, but most of it was hidden under a baseball cap, so I can't be sure.
And then he ran off, did he?
That's right. He was there for about 5 minutes. He took the stereo out of the car and a leather briefcase.
And what time did the police officers turn up?
I waited another 10 minutes and then I saw them at the end of the street. It must have been about 15 minutes after I heard the crash.
Right. Well, you've been very helpful, Mrs. Cook. We've got your details, so if we want to speak to you again, we'll be in touch.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.